Let's hope that works. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. All of you. Both of you. There are more people online, I hope. This is a short introductory to the specialization course. I think it's planned for 2 hours. We will not use 2 hours. A lot of course codes for 4881, 4882, 4883, and 4125. We'll get to that. This is me. If there are any questions, you can always come and visit me in my office or send me an email or whatever, or add me to Skype. Not always in my office, but I'm more or less always online on Skype. I am the, let's call it, administrative responsible for this course. The slides will be available online in front or afterwards. I will be the administrative responsible, but you will not be dealing a lot with me, I hope. But you will need a supervisor, somebody to supervise you for this this course. Generally speaking, this is a very free course. You are interested in a specific topic. Maybe you want to deepen some of the courses that you have, or maybe you're missing something in your curriculum, and you want to know more about that, and then you can take this this course. So you're specializing in a selected topic, a topic that you select. Once you have a topic, you go and look for a supervisor. You can turn it around also. If you have a nice supervisor, if you think, what are you, interaction design? Yeah, so if you think Miriam is a nice person, you go and ask her if she has particular topics for you. Yeah, or you turn it around and you think, okay, this is an interesting topic, and you see who could be a supervisor for that. Anyway, that's the combination you need. You need a topic and you need a supervisor. And in particular, you need a supervisor who agrees to supervise you. Yeah, you can't force a supervisor to supervise you. A supervisor can't force you to be his or her student. It works two ways. Once you have that, you have to agree with your supervisor on what you're going to do. You had the idea in the beginning, but together with your supervisor, you'll probably narrow that down. Are you going to do real research? Are you going to build something? Are you going to do a literature study? Whatever. That's something that you have to agree upon. How much work will you put into it? So you can have a 5-credit course and a 10-credit course, and there is also a 7.5-credit course for other people. And you have to agree on what you will deliver. What you will deliver is what you will be graded upon, so that has to be something, let's say something tangible. Should not be just a piece of code, for example, should be a report. So this is, the delivery is very important, that's what you will be graded upon, so it should be something that can be graded also. I have seen deliveries where it was a set of slides, which is very hard to grade. Sometimes I see people adding huge amounts of software, difficult to grade. Yeah, a report is simple. You can have as an addition, you can have something, but try to stick to a report. So, particularly for you, you can select between the 5-credit course and the 10-credit course, depending on how much time you want to spend into this. You can actually take both, because you have two topics that you're interested in. But in that case, both of them count for 5 credits. So you can't get more than 10 credits. Once you have done this for 10 credits, you can't take that one anymore. Once you have taken this one, you can take the other one also as a 5-credit course. And no more than 10 credits. And remember, approximately 30 hours workload per credit point. I think that's a general thing. Online are, I think, a lot of experience-based master students, so the information security experience-based. They can actually choose between two different course codes. One is the old one from the old program, 5 credits, and the other one is the new one from the new program, 7.5 credits. So for in class, that's not that important, but for the online students. Again, one of the two can only be selected in this case. You can't do both. And 30 hours per credit point. You need to deliver something. And I want 2 deliveries from you. The first is a short description of what you're going to do. Short means short. Again, I've seen people who deliver 5 pages there. Not necessarily at all. Short is half a page. What is the title of your project? It's not carved in stone. You can change it afterwards. No problem. What is the title of the project? What is your name? And some data that I can contact you if needed. Who is your supervisor? Also very important. Maximum a half-page description of what you're going to do. So keep it brief. I don't need a reference list or whatever. I don't need an argumentation. I just want a short description. Let's say that I'm the manager of this course, so I want a management description. And what you degree, what you and your supervisor agree that you would deliver for the final course or report, most likely. Altogether, it can be way less than a page. Half a page is more than enough. I have a Word template in front there if you want to use that, but make sure that your upload at the very end is a PDF. I prefer to read PDFs. As said, it's not carved in stone, but the main goal for this is to make sure that you are that you have started, that you have looked for a supervisor, that you have come up with a topic, etc., etc. Again, from practice, this runs in the spring and in the fall. In the fall semester, I have had people coming early November with the deadline half of December who still had no supervisor, who still had no topic. You're kind of late then. Yeah. So this is a delivery which is a relatively short-term deadline where I make sure that I force everybody to at least start thinking about it. If you don't do anything after that, I can't help that. But at least you have done some of the things. Some of the things are in place too. To get started. Yeah. So that's the first delivery. I can see if I can check the deadline for that. If my computer did not freeze, no. I guess I can't check it now. My Chrome froze. Anyway, after the initial delivery, you have a final delivery. The deadline again is in. You can find it in Fronter, and the delivery should also be in Fronter as for the first delivery. And I would like the description is simply just one pager. Yeah, so that can be just one small PDF. In this case, you could deliver more. You could maybe deliver code or whatever. Please put everything in one zip file, where including in that zip file is the report in a PDF format. Yeah. If you don't, whatever you use, if you use Word or LaTeX or whatever, you can always output your report in PDF. Then something briefly about the file naming. Again, I learned by experience. I got 7 reports that said report.pdf, which is annoying because that makes when I download everything, it doesn't stick to these names, etc., etc. I get a lot of confusion. So what I did is have one simple file naming convention. You have your course code, underscore the number of ECTS, so that is because the 4882 can be 5 and 10 credits, so I don't have to worry about that. Your last name, and then simply the word description. Not the description, the word description should be there. And final delivery is exactly the same. I have IMT4881 underscore 5 underscore bools underscore final, the word final there. Yeah, if it's a zip file, it's .zip, otherwise it's .pdf. And if I deliver a zip file, inside the zip file should be a correctly named PDF file, not a Word file. Is that clear? No spaces needed, nothing needed. Will cost me extra time to just remove spaces such that I have everything nice and the same. I'm trying to make life easy for me. As said, I'm the administrative responsible for this course. So in case of any administrative questions, you can contact me immediately. That could very well be, I don't have a supervisor yet. I can try to help you, certainly for interaction design and applied computer science. I don't know that much, but I can try and steer you around a bit. That could be something that you have maybe some trouble with your supervisor because you can't get in touch with him. There, these kinds of things I can help. Yeah, the actual supervision, I can't do that for you. That's between you and your supervisor. But in anything that is not directly related to the topic, you can contact me for. So how should we proceed from now? Well, first of all, as I said, you have to decide on your topic and you have to contact the supervisor. Have you thought about a topic already? More or less? Not even a vague idea somewhere? Okay. You should. Yeah. Anyway, think about that and think about who that topic, who could be a supervisor for that topic, and then write that half page. Raghu, could you check in the front room when the deadlines are? Once you have written something down, let your supervisor also agree on that. Yeah, so that he or she also knows that it's not a big surprise for them. Okay, so that's step one. Once we have all this in place, you just upload your description and get to work, and then you work hard, and you have your final report, and you upload that again. It's a very simple course. Much more simple than all the other ones. Yeah. As I said, the deadlines, they are in the front room, on the top, in red. Yeah. I always get questions, can I have an extension? No, in principle, you can't get an extension unless you broke your leg or in the hospital or have a very severe case of diarrhea or whatever. So you need to have a doctor's note. There are other cases, of course, personal cases. But again, in that, if there is something exceptional and you don't have a doctor's note, but there is something in your situation that where you can't deliver on time, then contact me immediately, and I will take care of that. All the deliveries should be in Fronter. They are not there yet, but I will make delivery folders for that. Specifically for the description, there is no extension of the deadline, which I think is middle of February. Okay, you will get access to the realm. The deadline is somewhere middle of February, so yeah, it's approaching very fast. So don't postpone too long. The deadline for the final is top of my head, 1st of June. So before more or less all the exams, or maybe right in the middle. The deadline is but approximately 1st of June. The deadline is the final point where you can deliver. Doesn't mean that you have to deliver on that day. For me, it's perfect if you deliver 3 weeks before. What happens if you don't make the deadline without a good excuse? In principle, not a big deal. But there are two, we run this in the spring and the fall. And in, let's say, the 1st of June, I'll take all the reports and send them to the sensors. And in the middle of December, I'll take all the reports and send them to the sensors. If you deliver too late, yeah, you can still have your report in there, but it will be graded in the next cycle. You don't have to retake or redo anything. Aye, aye. So, yes, you will get your grade much later, which could be a problem if you're at the point of finishing your studies, but it's not like you have to retake the course. Yeah. As I said, the grade is determined by an external and an internal sensor. I mentioned the external one already. The external sensor only sees your report. So make sure that your report is quite good. I once had a... I was the internal sensor for a student. And he was... I knew he did a lot of work. And then I got his report and he said, the best method that I found was this and this. And he didn't mention anything else. So from only that, I saw that he just analyzed one method. Which is not good, because if I analyze one method, I get the best results anyway. Yeah, I told him to rewrite the report where he put in all the work he's done, also the ones the work that did not give the best results. But then I could see how much work he has done. Yeah, the external sensor doesn't know you, most likely, so he only reads the report. The internal sensor might be your supervisor, might be somebody else, but at the very least they can have some more information on, hey, this person worked a lot or worked hard or did this and that or worked very independent or whatever. The external sensor doesn't have that information. So you will be only graded on your report. So make sure that it represents your work very well. This is something that probably you have seen before. You cannot copy and paste from others. And when we say others, that includes yourself. You cannot copy and paste from yourself. Raghu and I, we write scientific articles. If we write a new article and we use information from an old article that we have written, we have to mark that in the new article as, hey, this is not new in this article, we got this from this information. And we treat our own publications as any other publication. So if you're using, if you have written a report in another course and you're using information from that, just treat it as any other source of information. So make a reference to this. The specialization course is often used for the as a preparation also for the master thesis. Because if you do it, your specialization course on the same topic, when you start your master thesis, then you have a lot of extra knowledge already. Yeah, you have done the research project planning, so you know a bit about your topic. But once you have done the specialization course in that topic, you have a lot of extra knowledge. Yeah, which makes you have a flying start for your master thesis. Again, in that case, if you write your master thesis, use the specialization course as a reference. Yeah? If you use information from that. So refer also to your own work. Doesn't matter if it's just a report, you can find some way of referring to that. Yeah, your supervisor will know about that. There can be many issues. I don't have a supervisor, I don't have a topic. In most cases, you'll have to ask your supervisor for that. I need to make a planning. I don't know what the topic that you're working on, in most likely, certainly not if it's interaction design. So making a good planning is something that your supervisor can help you with. Technical problems, the same. Can I extend the deadline? That's something I can answer, and I think I answered that a couple of slides ago. I don't have a supervisor, or I don't have a topic. Yeah, if it becomes problematic, getting towards the deadline for the first delivery, yeah, then contact me. Otherwise, interaction design, go and ask Frode Wolde. Yeah, he can help you. Yeah. Or if you have a favorite person, go to this person, Miriam. Go to Miriam and ask, do you have a topic for me, if you want. Any questions from your side? As I said, it's very short, very short session. Yeah, it is in Fronter already. Do you have access to Fronter? Okay, you still have at least 2 weeks. Yeah, so 3 weeks probably. But again, if this would be an issue, if you decide, let's say, 2 days before the deadline that you want to take this course and you don't get access to the front room, again, contact me. In these cases, there will be an exception. Okay, 19th. So almost 3 weeks now, 4 weeks, I guess. And the final deadline is the 1st of June? Good. Yeah? I think both is a Sunday. I tend to set these deadlines to Sunday. Yeah? Yeah. But you said you had a topic. But you said I don't have a question. What do you mean by that? Okay. Yeah. Good. I thought that you meant that. Specialization course is not necessarily a research course. You can have it as a course where you study a topic. So what you do is you go to a supervisor, and the supervisor gives you 3 books, and they say, okay, read these books and make a good abstract of it. Yeah, show in a report that you have learned, or read so many articles or whatever. So it can be a literature study. It can be both. Make sure that your report, because sometimes the censors have some problem with that, make sure that the report reflects in the beginning, hey, this is a literature study, so that the censor is not reading and says, hey, I don't see any new research in it. He sees from the first page that, no, I'm not doing research, I'm doing a literature study. Good? Any questions? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to. It's not like, okay, you have had your chance and now it's over. No. You just choose just to do that. I know that you had the proposal with Elira on the honey something, whatever, honey faces. Yeah. For my overview of who is taking this course, please submit again the proposal, the first delivery, so that I know that you're in there, so that I can, if once I contact a sensor for the Master of Information Security, that I know that I can expect a report from you at the end. Yeah, not that I ask somebody and say, okay, I have 5 reports, and all of a sudden they have to read 6 reports because I didn't know about this. Yeah? So just take the same as you used before, and submit it again, assuming that the supervisor is willing to supervise you. So ask Elira. Yeah? Okay, yeah.
Good? I think I want to do a business study.
Yeah? Yeah. In the research project planning, you do need to come up with a research question. And then based on that research question, you also have a literature study, a state of the art that you have to write. Yeah, so many people, many students take this course in this sense, that the specialization course is an extended version, or maybe some kind of preparation already for their master thesis. Talk to your supervisor about this. What do they think is a good idea? I'm not sure how much literature on that particular topic that you have in mind is available. If it's just 3 papers, then a literature study for 3 papers doesn't really make sense. Even if there is little research on exactly your topic, there might be related research, right? So there might be now I forgot what you said, service design in healthcare. Yeah, there might be. Now I'm on thin ice because this is certainly not my area of expertise. But there might be topics which is not service design on health. Maybe there is service design in school systems, whatever. Right? It's not your topic, but it is related in somehow. Yeah. So could be. Yeah. Are there other questions? Not sure if I have people watching online and they have, I don't see any Skype messages. If there are no further questions, then I guess we can sit here and stare at each other for 2 more hours. 1 more hour. That doesn't really make sense to me, at least. Okay, you know where to find me and how to contact me. So if there are more questions, you can always drop by. Sorry, I. A geotag? What's a geotag? I have a mobile phone, so you can track me. I saw an old piece from television from what was it, 99 or 98 on Dutch television. This was, and that was when mobile phones were very, very new, and they were asking in the streets, "Do you want a mobile phone?" "No, no, no. I don't want to be reached everywhere. I don't want to be traceable everywhere." So apparently, situation has changed over the last 2 decades. Yeah, very easy.
Just say yes to everything, and if you have you download a new app, and you don't read anything. In the agreement, then you might actually agree that you will be reachable by the GPS system.
Yeah, I know. I know. Okay, if there's no further questions about this, then I'll stop the session. Where is that? There. Good. Let me see. No. Somehow that doesn't work. Okay, then thanks for being here, and then good luck. Yeah, yeah. Good luck with the real work.